Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Instacart's Deal Week is coming up from December 17th to December 23rd. That means you can get up to 25% off holiday gifts for the whole family from stores like Best Buy, Bath & Body Works, PetSmart, and more. And you can get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Just think of it as Instacart's little gift to you. And while we're on the subject, why not get a little something for yourself, too? Shop Deal Week from December 17th to 23rd and save up to 25% on gifts. Discounts vary. Minimum spend, maximum discount, and exclusions apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
So Backs for Barkley has been an initiative we've had going here to try to help garner support for Saquon, really to try to get to the nation to make sure the voters vote for Saquon. And by the way, Wilbert Montgomery will be on our program coming up in 40 minutes, one of the great Eagles of all time, one of the truly special Eagles ever, 8:40 today with Wilbert. But let's hear from Dickerson. Is he a back for Barkley to win the MVP? Now, again, this is 2 weeks ago, so before a couple extra games happened, here's what Dickerson said.
Are you a back for Barkley this year, meaning backing Saquon to try to get the MVP, which is so infrequently gone to a running back?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I mean, look, I almost feel that they ought to have a different award for the quarterbacks because they're going to give it to a quarterback almost every year. I mean, it's almost unfair. I mean, a back would almost have to have 2,800 yards and win the Super Bowl to be an MVP in the league, in today's league, because it's all about the passing game. It's all about the passing game. I mean, when they started this nonsense about you don't need a running back, and I'm like, that is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. I mean, it's crazy because it is hurtful.
Yeah, I like
it. Is hurtful.
You and him go to hurtful. By the way, you want to hear something nuts?
It used to be the most important position. It was a position of pride.
Game involved,
though. I won't even get into the fullback thing. I mean, I was once proud. I once chose fullback over Mike linebacker.
Yeah.
This was, hey, the season's starting. We're in a position where there is, we have a need in both spots. I thought I would have a better chance to get to the next level with the fullback position.
Wow.
And you did.
But then he got phased out.
Well, they,
and
yeah.
All right. Dead. And the worst part is I bore witness to the phasing out process. Like, I was in it while the fullback was in for 99% of the plays, and then 93% of the plays, and then 80% of the plays, and then, dang.
Well, Jason, you know where...
It's coming back.
A little bit. You know where this came in with him, though? The Raiders signed Jerry Rice, third receiver.
And John Gruden's thinking. Jerry Porter. We drafted Jerry Porter. Yeah. We brought in Jerry Rice to go with Tim Brown, and it was like, who wouldn't put those three on the field together?
I'd probably live in 11 personnel.
Yeah. All right, so let's hold on. Rich got the MVP that year. So then everyone was like, let's do that.
This has been building, and then you saw it, I mean, even more recently with the Chiefs and Tyreek Hill and all the speed that they had for a couple years there. But I do think the classic fullback probably isn't coming back. I mean, there's a couple teams doing it. You know, Ricard up in Baltimore.
Yeah. Juszczyk.
Sort of.
But Juszczyk isn't a class. That's what I mean.
Yeah, he's not even classic. You're right.
You're going to see these guys that play the fullback position and do all of these auxiliary things that you can get to multiple formations and be treated by, do we treat this like 12? Do we treat it like 11? Do we treat it like 21? And I think that it puts more stress. And teams are going to keep utilizing that aspect of the game more. I think it's coming back, but there is something that, I mean, the mentality and the guys that used to play that position.
Yeah.
I mean,
I thought they were the coolest. I really did.
I don't know if you were the coolest, but most of them.
Those guys, you know, like Daryl Johnston. We applaud that. Even though he's playing for tough teams, I thought Keith Byers was the coolest ever.
My favorite teammate when I got to Philadelphia was Owen Schmidt. And I loved him when he was at West Virginia.
He was a badass.
My brother loved Anthony Sherman up in Kansas City.
Yeah.
The fullback is just this guy that, like, everybody, you know, he's the guy that does really dumb things that nobody else is willing to do. And he's just, like, willing to kill himself
for
the team.
And you take pride in that.
And everybody loves that guy. How can you not love that guy? It's like, man, did you just see what Schmitty did? He just knocked himself out on kickoff return. That guy really loves his sport. I guess I'll go dig out a safety. Like,
right.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Love it. Love it. Sacrifice. All right, so you know, Saquon's got a shot here, but without a fullback. And Dickerson's been holding the record for 40 years. So when we had him on, while we figured he would be a back for Barkley for the MVP, the biggest thing we wanted to get to was, does he want his record broken or not? I want my record broken. All right, let's listen to the exchange with Eric Dickerson.
Would you prefer that Saquon not break it?
Well, I mean, I've always done it. I've always said, I mean, one thing about me is, if you don't want the truth, don't ask me the question. So I'll tell you the truth. No, I don't want my record broken. Of course I don't. But if he breaks it, he breaks it. I mean, I'm not going to lose no sleep over it.
Sure.
What a great answer.
Right?
It's the perfect answer.
It's the, right? Because, Jason, wouldn't you be the same way?
Absolutely. I think you'd want your record
to stand.
Yeah. But I think you hit the nail on the head at the end. You know, I wouldn't lose any sleep on it. He knows that there's an extra game now. And, you know, I don't think Saquon breaking the record doesn't in any way diminish what Dickerson accomplished.
Yeah, it diminished a little bit. Not number one.
It doesn't diminish what happened at the time, though.
Man, Eric Dickerson in my mind. Holy cow.
You got to remember, Jason. He runs a tough standard around here. If you're number two, you ain't number one. Yeah, I'm just saying.
I got you.
By the way,
I am an exactist.
Dickerson also went on to talk about the one exception to his answer would be if his son broke it, which is pretty cool.
He said his son, he thinks, has a chance someday. So he was amped up about his kid.
It was cool having him on. All right, let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Let's get to JP right now. JP, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going? Jason, always great to talk to you. I'm so psyched up. Oh, by the way, about the NBA, is there like an answer for like all the above?
Yeah.
It's a terrible product out there. Like back in the day, I remember you played for a team until your contract was up. You know, you didn't sit out. You weren't, they're babies.
They're entitled. The entitlement has gone rampant and it has affected
the
product.
Entitlement era, you could even call it.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Like, honestly, to me, and I'm not trying to rip on any generation, but it's like the generation. Like, they're not, like...
There might be a little bit of that, JP, but what takes it on the steroids, is if you have a $50 million...
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket, and if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Guaranteed contract. Like, the 17-year-old that you're referring to when you say generationally or 25-year-old, listen, I don't know. I hear that stuff. Maybe there's truth to that. But when you put a $50 million, $200 million, guaranteed in front of someone, that's a whole different deal. Like, they literally don't have to play the game. And you know, like, at least the 17-year-old would probably play. But the 27-year-old with $50 million, and by the way, you already got $200 million banked. It's a disaster.
Yeah. I think the product, like, out there is a joke. I don't watch any NBA list.
All right, JP, what do you got on the Eagles?
We got the number one defense in the NFL, in my book. And I believe that when Brandon Graham went down, the defense was like, yo, we got to do this for BG. Just how when Carson Wentz got hurt in 2017, the offense stepped up. Nick Foles stepped up. I believe that this team is doing the same thing for BG for what Nick Foles did for Carson Wentz in the 2017 season.
Well, listen, the one thing I'll say is the defense was pretty legit before BG got hurt, but they've been playing great the whole
way.
They
sure were.
All right, JP, give me a great answer. What was a tough choice in a movie?
So it was a fictional movie, but based on a real-life event. In Saving Private Ryan, Tom Hanks, at the end of the movie, had to make the choice to either take Private Ryan and, you know, complete his mission or stay and fight with Private Ryan.
Mm.
And in the end, he loses his whole entire army, even himself. The only guy that survived was Matt Damon and Edward Burns. So, you know, that was a tough choice, and that's the choice he made.
You got it, my man. JP, appreciate that, man. Great movie. All right, so, Jason, we've got in front of us some of the poll results from our show over the last, this year. And we're, you know, some stuff people got right, some stuff people got wrong. So we're having some fun looking at some of these. So let's get to this one from May. John, tell me how you think people voted on May. Of these, who is the best quarterback? Jalen, Dak Prescott, Brock Purdy, C.J. Stroud.
Ooh.
May.
May, I think everyone was pretty hot on Brock Purdy.
Stroud,
for some
I would
reason.
Guess.
What's your guess?
Stroud. My guess is Stroud.
Okay.
I think it's Purdy.
I wouldn't be surprised if it was Prescott. Prescott at the beginning of the season.
You guys are great.
Three different answers.
0 for 3.
It's Jalen?
0 for 3. So Jalen got 50%. Stroud got 30%.
You've got to remember it's a Philadelphia.
Yeah. That's part of it, yeah. But sometimes that goes the other way also.
Yeah, true.
So Stroud got 36%, Purdy got 8%, and Dak got 5%.
Jeez.
So how about,
wow. I'm going to take that as a win.
Okay. Yeah. All right, James, how about this one?
That's pretty accurate.
Let's go to April. April 1st, by the way. How do you feel about the Hassan Reddick trade? It must have just happened. All right, hate it, like it. John, James, how do you think
90%
people...
hate it.
82% hated it. And it really has worked out. It is, I mean, Nolan Smith, you got a pick.
You got a third round pick coming.
He's not doing a ton in New York. All right, will Joe DeCamera win the free throw shooting contest? WIP's full court frenzy. Yes or no? John?
I'm going to guess 40%. We're behind you.
Well, 10% were behind me. Jason,
I
was one shot off from winning this thing. I beat all these college basketball stars.
The luckiest thing that has ever happened in the history of the planet.
All right, let's ask Rhea this one. Rhea, do you like Joel Embiid playing in the Olympics?
Oh, Rhea loved it. So was a huge fan.
From the moment, you know I despise
it. All right, Rhea, this was a July poll. Okay. How do you think people in July voted? Do you like Joel in the Olympics, yes or no?
Well, I know pretty much no one was with me, but I'm going to say it was maybe 65% were in favor.
47% were yes.
Okay.
So people, this is just about
so
a 50-50.
You're in the majority. Wow. I didn't realize that. Yeah,
about that. All right, I found this one a little baffling. Now, we got the...
I don't remember that at all.
Well, it was split.
I remember it being split.
Huh.
Yeah, I just didn't remember it was that even.
John, people were fine with it because it was like, yay, America, and Joel should do it. And I kept going, bad idea, bad idea.
Yeah, Rhea's anti-American.
Yeah, very anti-American.
Pro-Philadelphia.
All right.
Thank you, Jason.
All right, this one I found a little strange. Now, look, we had the tremendous advantage, we as our show, going to London for the series. So we, of course, loved it from that standpoint.
What a great experience.
It was. Yeah. But I thought it was cool, independent of that, for people around here that, you know, the Phillies were on the world stage, so to speak. Anyway, when it was over, we had a poll. Would you like the Phillies to play a series in Europe again some year soon? This was 50-50.
I was confused by that. I thought, look, it's two games. Yeah. Is the season ticket holder bummed that he gets that he misses two games? I don't know.
Not a baseball season.
I think the schedule thing, like they're playing extra games, they were off, they had to travel, like maybe not good for the Phillies. I mean, look, they were never the same after, for what it's worth.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm not saying it was because of that, but
no one knew that. No one knew.
Of course not. I know. I'm just saying, in hindsight,
the Mets. The Mets were fine after it.
Yeah,
that was the turning point of the season in a lot of people's eyes. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
So I do have a problem with revisiting that. We need to revisit and re-examine.
The Mets surged
before you go and do that. But we did not.
Well,
we tanked.
I think it was cool. Right. When I was in London actually near after that, and there were still people, there were Brits raving about the experience that happened with, they were all on board with it. It was very apparent how much Philadelphia made that, I don't know, that event really, really special. There were I've been over there for football games. I've been over there for multiple reasons. And that, for some reason, that baseball like experience, they really nailed it.
Oh, the Phillies fans took
it. I was not there for it, but the word around was that it was incredible.
Did you meet Will and Kate?
I met, I did meet some royalty. I did meet some royalty, but yeah.
How much taller some were royalty. You than the tallest? Royal.
Talk about a strange follow-up question.
I don't know.
Because I'm not sure. I thought that they might have some height.
They do.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was definitely not, I mean, usually it was apparent that I was not taller.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure.
That's surprising. That's really weird.
It was about, I think Trav was still the tallest one, but it was close.
Huh.